the baptism of a young child later in our service. So today, I thought it'd be a great day for us to refresh and review on what we believe as Lutheran Christians about baptism, and especially infant baptism. What do we believe about that? What does the Bible teach us about it? What does God teach us in His scriptures? And what about church tradition? Does that teach us anything as well? What does God do for us in baptism? Does He do a work to actually regenerate us? To wash
grace,
us of our
mercy,
sins?
And to give us a new
with you today
heart,
through Jesus
a new
Christ,
nature,
our Lord.
Amen.
A new relationship with Him in the new
well,
covenant
today is
in Jesus Christ.
Abundant life.
Does He give us
Sunday,
the Holy Spirit?
And we are super honored
does God,
to have redeeming
through baptism,
life,
ministries with us here.
And if He does that for adults and older
sister
children who
sister
are baptized,
LCMS
does
church
He do that
Sanford,
also
Florida,
for
the Lutheran
infants.
Church of the Redeemer?
Let's talk
so
about
welcome
that today and see what God
and,
would teach us by
their
His
ministry, the word,
redeeming
is,
life
and
ministries,
an infallible word,
is a
the
ministry
scriptures.
That's done for a number of years,
because that's where we got
to
get these
young
from.
Women who
does
are
God
often
want
single
Christian
believing
and
parents
unwed,
to bring their
and
little children, even infants,
basically
to
become
these waters
broken and troubled
to be saved
and in great
or
despair
let's take a look.
And hopeless.
So
they're all alone
first of all,
in the world.
As we begin here, I just want to acknowledge that the scriptures do not have one
and
exact verse
they're lost
that specifically
and
directly
often
addresses
suffering
this
from a lot of their
as if to say,
sins
thou
had
shalt baptize
their
thy
life,
child on such
sins,
and such a date
as well
at such
as
such a time at such and such an
them
age.
And so
there's no
life
one ministry has a house across from their
that says
church,
that
which is really a home.
Otherwise, if they
were,
taken, I think,
all
up to five
believing
women
Christians
at a time
would have no different opinions
come
on
in,
this.
And
but since
they
will the scriptures do not
to get
address
them on
it on one specific
again
direct verse,
teach them
so as to say about
this
being
is
mothers,
the exact
date
because a lot
and
of them
time
didn't have role
there
models
are some different mothers,
views,
and so they don't know what they're doing.
So what are
but
the different views?
Things
and
on
then
infant baptism
they are
set upon their feet.
This is really
not
tough
to be broken
see if you
anymore,
can follow
but
this.
Women
who
have dignity and
number one,
live a new life,
redeemed.
That you baptize infants.
So
number two,
they have such
that
a great ministry.
Baptize infants.
I thought it'd be a great
y'all got
week
that
for us to take a look.
So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
God's heart.
There are churches who do baptize infants,
such
and there are
women as these
do not.
And God's
heart towards us
so
as well,
who
since
are
we are
the
all
churches
sinners
that
do
gone
baptize
astray
infants
from God.
And the question
well, the answer
I have
is this:
all those who are basically, did God really
traditionally
come to
historical redeem
churches
broken lives,
in Christendom over these last 2,000 years?
They do,
and to set people on their feet again and give them
who
a new
well,
and abundant life.
It would be like the Roman Catholics,
or
the Eastern Orthodox.
Or is it just kind of like, well, yeah,
the Anglicans,
you
the Episcopalians,
up, you
the
had
Lutherans,
your chance
too much,
the Presbyterians,
you're
the
doomed,
Reformed,
I, too bad,
the Methodists,
you could have lived a good life,
and
but
some
your sins are too great,
okay, so
maybe
they
I'll forgive
do
you, but you don't have any
infants
new abundant
who
life.
Who does not baptize
you're still
infants
doomed to trouble.
Generally, it would be
and the Baptists,
and
the
a horrible life,
Pentecostals,
and a horrible future,
the Charismatics, and the
let's take a look. I know you know the answer to this.
Which are usually
you know,
kind
a lot of
Baptist
us Christians, even
name,
once
you know,
we're saved, we still kind of think God's
vary
angry
somewhat
with
in
us
their doctrines.
Let's take a look today.
So,
but
all
historically
traditional
God
churches
towards
do baptize infants.
Women like these
so
with many
let's consider,
sins.
And
so
ourselves,
why do then other
also
churches have been broken and
those
filled
who don't
with despair
baptize infants,
on account of
not
baptized
Pentecostals,
sins,
charismatics, non-denominations?
Why then
do they not
what's God's heart
baptize
towards
infants?
And
well,
I'd like to
I'll
look sum it up
you
as
at that, especially
best
by
I can
looking at
three
that
short
in Luke chapter 7
reasons
why they do not baptize infants.
Jesus.
Number one,
the
they say that baptism is only for
woman
believers
and
the Pharisees.
And they say
so let's
infants
turn there now
can't
and
believe.
We'll read it and then
therefore
see what God
they
has
should
to
not
teach
be baptized
about
number
His
one
redeeming grace by it.
Number two.
Okay, here we go. You
they
ready?
Say that
verse 36.
That's because
one of the
Pharisees
asked
believing
Jesus
in Christ
to eat
with him.
You need
and
to
he
make
went
a decision
into the Pharisee's
for
Christ house
and
you need to therefore
have
reached the age of reason to be able to reason out
a woman of
the gospel
the city
and understand it
who was
cognitively,
a sinner,
consciously,
when
so
she
you can make a decision
table
for Christ.
In the Pharisee's
infants
house,
obviously can't do that because they haven't yet reached the age of reason.
And standing behind
therefore
them at his
they
feet,
can't
weeping,
reason it out.
She began
therefore,
to
they can't
feet
believe
with her tears
because they haven't
wiped
reached
them with
the
age
hair
of reason
of her head
and kissed his feet
and anointed them with the ointment.
Not baptized
now.
Infants
the
and bring
Pharisee
them to these waters. It's
who had invited him
to baptism.
He said to himself,
"Ultimately, though, really is
this
a
man were a prophet.
No,
he would have known salvation.
Would, what sort of woman this
work
is
of
who
God.
Is touching
it's,
him?
In other words,
for
it's a work of man.
A sinner.
It's not a work of God.
And Jesus entering
and it
said
doesn't
to him,
save you,
Simon.
So if it doesn't save
you,
there's
you
no great rush
and answered,
really to bring your child
what is
here
it,
because
teacher?
It's just as they would
a certain
say.
Creditor had two
following
debtors.
God's command,
one owed him 500 denarii, and the other
faith. When they could not pay,
but it
he forgave
doesn't
them both.
Save you itself.
Now, which of
they say we're saved by we'll grace alone, through faith more. Alone, and Christ alone, apart
Simon
from our works, which is what we believe too, right?
To whom he forgave
Amen.
More.
But they say,
Jesus
if it's not
him,
of works, then this is
rightly.
The work of man. This baptism
then turning
doesn't save you because
woman,
it's man's
he
work.
To Simon,
do you see this woman?
We get it. We agree with the gospel, but
and you gave me no
is not
water
our
for my feet,
work,
but it's
but
God's work doing something,
tears,
and we're always saved by God's
hair.
Works.
You gave
but
me no kiss.
But they as a work of man.
But from the time I came
and
in,
therefore
she's
they not
say it
doesn't save because it's man's works.
That
you
makes sense?
Did not anoint my head with oil.
Okay.
But she has
so
anointed my feet with oil.
There's no great rush
therefore,
then to them to baptize their infants, since it doesn't really save them or do anything for them anyway.
Are forgiven.
They'd say
for
it's important, but it's not something
but
saving.
He who is forgiven little.
Okay, so what happens to their babies
little.
Then?
And he said to her,
"What do they believe?
Your sins
are
forgiven
to them before they
and then
reach
those
the age of reason." In other
Jesus
words, are they
began
in
to
danger
say to themselves? Who
then is this
going
who
to hell,
even forgives
or are
sins?
They saved?
And he said to the woman,
well, pretty
"Your
much
faith
say,
has saved you.
There's
go
no danger
in
here
peace.
Because they're saved already.
Great story, huh?
Just by being
That's
babies
the truth,
because
too.
They haven't yet reached
I could
the
stop right there. It's
it?
An amazing story, but let's
age
talk about
of accountability.
It. First of all, who
and what
was
is
that?
The guy
the
here?
Age of accountability
who
is a teaching
the
they
Pharisee.
Have.
That
now,
up
we
to
get
a certain
his name,
age,
actually,
and no one,
Simon,
by the way, knows the age because this
he
isn't
saved
in Scripture.
And converted, or was
but
he needing
age,
conversion
that,
and unsaved?
What do you say?
Are basically
needing
not
accounted.
Saved.
Now I think he was
they're
probably saved. We don't know
to
that.
God for their sins.
The scripture doesn't teach us
because
later on.
I mean, reached the age of accountability.
Because we get his name Simon,
so
we
they're
have
saved.
Countless other Pharisees who stood
of
against Jesus in his ministry.
That, they, we
they
don't get any of their names.
They're saved
but
despite
this guy,
any
we
hear Simon.
Actual
so it's
sins.
My hope.
They're saved despite
can't
their sin
it,
nature.
But it's my hope. I
they're
think he might therefore have been converted by this whole event because we get his name Simon,
so to speak, because they're not old enough to be accountable to God.
He's not saved.
So for these
one
reasons,
one thing we know for certain,
he needs
they basically
to be converted because he doesn't know
infants.
God.
And
so this
he
teaching
was one of the
about age of accountability kind of
which
comforts
of the
their conscience
well,
is that
we read
of
just
Christian
a couple verses before this
who don't baptize their children.
Whole story
that
here
their children are saved anyway.
That Jesus was preaching
even if they're not baptized
and
because
he,
they haven't said
reached the age
let's
of
see,
accountability.
Which verse am I looking at? 28.
Okay, so those
I'll tell
are the
you,
reasons
those born of women,
why those
none is greater than John for the most part.
That he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
And when little children,
they heard it,
or bring
all
their
the people
in
the tax collectors justified
waters.
God, having been baptized.
Which now brings us to our,
with the baptism of John, but the Pharisees and lawyers rejected
why do
the purpose of God for themselves, not
infants,
having been
along
baptized
with all the other
by him.
Historically traditional
do you think this woman
churches?
Might have been
why
one of those who heard
bring
Jesus
our little
infant
to these waters
about
even
John
at an early age?
And believed?
I'm going to give you this.
The Pharisee,
I know it's 10,
being the self-righteous
10 more reasons, 10
kind
reasons,
of guy that he was,
but they're brief, their
Pharisees
were
powerful,
imagining themselves holy.
The sermon.
Rejected
the
purpose of God for themselves.
What drives
not
us
having been baptized
to bring
by John?
Infants,
our
was
children
this guy
to these
Simon
waters,
one of those?
Even at an early age.
Oh, I think
well, it's
very
not because
likely.
Of church tradition.
In the same context.
Even though that's an important confirmation
so we know
witness
that
to us of our
he
practice
was unconverted
and of our faith,
but
to
we
begin
don't bring
with,
them here.
Not a true believer, though
tradition.
He thought he was.
We bring them here because
and we
of
see
what
this too
Bible
by the fact
says,
that when he invited Jesus to dinner
about baptism
to over to his house
about children.
And about
the common practice of the Jews
so
in those days,
what are the reasons
the etiquette,
that
you know,
we bring
social
them
norms,
here based on what we read in the Word of God?
A Pharisee invites
okay.
an
number one
Jewish rabbi over
is because
this was what you were supposed
Jesus commanded
to
us
do.
To go and baptize all nations.
You were supposed to give him water to wash his
and even
feet
infants
that
are included
clean,
in the all nations.
To give him a little oil okay. to anoint
he
his
says
head
this.
And
let's
to refresh
this in
him.
Matthew
to give him a
Jesus
kiss
said
of
to
hospitality. Everybody did it.
All authority
to
in
heaven and earth has been given to me.
This
go
Pharisee,
Simon, didn't give
Jesus
of all
any
nations,
of these.
Baptizing
why?
Them.
In the name
of
the Father, and of the Son, and
Jesus
of the Holy Spirit.
Dinner. He was
teaching them to obey all
it.
That I've commanded you,
namely,
I'm with you always, to the close.
Watch whenever you invite age. Someone to dinner or
so
for dinner, let's
one
look
reason.
At the words, okay?
Go,
but
he was,
baptize all nations,
he was
children, especially
not
believing
sure
parents
about
that is,
Jesus.
I don't think he was totally
all nations,
against Jesus, but he was curious
number
enough to learn more.
Number two, second
who
verse
is this
reason,
itinerant rabbi?
Is it the Bible declares
about whom there's such a stir
that baptism
and all the crowds are running
necessary
to
for
I want
salvation.
To learn more.
About him, but
there,
I am
this
not,
is not a
yet ready to
work.
Give him all these proper.
We don't just do this because God
receivings
that I would
but
normally give my guest because I don't know if he's of
for
God
our children
or if he's of the
and
devil.
To all who are baptized.
And so let's check
not
it out.
Not something superfluous
and
or extra,
but
who
something
he is
essential,
and what he's made of.
Key.
That's kind of the purpose of the dinner. It seems.
Let's read
so
that
what
in the
happened
Bible,
next.
Okay?
Don't
we
take
read
my word
in verse
for it.
37.
God's got to speak. Let's see what Jesus says.
A woman of the city.
John
say
chapter
that.
3.
A woman of the city. What does that tell you already?
Jesus
you've heard
is
of
speaking
women
of Nicodemus.
The city. Truly,
who was
truly,
a
I say
sinner.
To you, says
say sinner.
The Lord. unless one is born
once
again,
once you learn that he was at table in the Pharisee's house,
God.
Brought an alabaster
Nicodemus
flask
said,
of ointment.
How can a man be born when he's old?
Begin to wet his feet a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
And to wipe them with the
Jesus
hair of her head.
And kiss
truly,
his
truly,
feet,
I say to you,
anointing them with
unless
the
unless one is
born
when Luther talked about this passage, he said she had
and
his
spirit,
which is
he
German for heart water.
Enter the kingdom
the pouring out of her heart
of God.
Repentance and sorrow.
Does that sound kind of important to you?
Over sins before Jesus.
Unless one is
clinging to him as her only hope and only Savior.
And the spirit.
Born again
by
that.
How did the woman get in there?
He can't
wonder that, right? If we have someone over to dinner, people don't just walk in on us, right?
That sounds pretty essential.
We lock
to me.
The door, we sit down,
now,
we have a dinner,
we are saved
and
by faith
we're all
alone.
In private. But
okay.
This is more
in the absolute
just to know
the
of an open house.
Thief on the cross
was certainly a Pharisee,
a believer, and he got saved through
a wandering
faith
Jewish
in Jesus
rabbi
on the cross
in his home
next to Jesus
with his disciples,
even though he wasn't baptized.
The rabbi
so
can eat.
If you believe
Jesus,
you're not baptized,
maybe his disciples with the Pharisee.
Nevertheless,
nobody else is really eating, but you know, you can come and go.
Please,
kind of like an open house.
Nature of
come and hear the words of the rabbi.
Is so clear.
And the discussion. You can
unless
do that.
So one is born of water.
This woman
and
wanders
the
in.
He cannot
comes
enter
in,
the kingdom
say,
of God
intentionally. And
so
does these things
to
Jesus.
That sounds pretty important to me.
This is why
washing
Christian
his
parents
feet
want to bring
even
their children to
with
these
their tears
waters,
and wiping them
may be
with
able
their hair
to enter
so,
the kingdom.
Who was this?
In the Greek, this
woman.
Actually sounds like unless you're born of water and the spirit.
According to the Holy Spirit,
no just read
ever
in any way city who was a
in the sinner.
The word for
your imagination ever into the kingdom of God.
You must be born again
and by water and the spirit.
So
that
one who had
like
missed the mark,
and a reason why we
one
would want
who
to bring our children to these waters,
the ways of
that
God,
they may be saved from
and
the
have
ways of life,
that they may
enter the kingdom
God's
of God
commands,
and not be barred,
departed
from
into
it and
evil
shut
paths.
A woman who had acted in
third reason,
wickedness, and
because
the Holy
we believe,
Spirit is not arguing
according to
that,
God's word,
she has done
infants
wrong, great wrongs.
Can believe
she's a great sinner.
Can infants actually believe?
Did the woman
and
know
be
she was a great sinner
by faith?
Because
she knew.
Just by allowing the water to be poured over
she
you,
a great
Martin
sinner.
Luther. That's not going to save
oh,
you.
Oh yeah, he did.
It's
because
a treasure her, God gives.
Notice,
it's a work of God
her,
to save you. But
because
faith
I think everybody
must
in the city
it, knew this
always
woman.
Saved by faith.
She was a
can infants
a, that way
but believe
just that she was
those
an
of the other
persuasion say no, they haven't reached the age of reason.
And you know that even more. You know how
they're not smart
because she came in with her hair down.
Now, faith is
so
a work
read,
of man's
Jewish
will
custom
to make
was
a decision for Christ. They're not old enough to believe.
Wore their hair up
but
in those
the scripture
days. That was the custom. But if her hair was down,
to the contrary,
that showed she
let's
was
read
her hair was
where
loose.
Her
you
morals
see,
were loose.
Scripture teaches
she came in with her hair loose
because faith is not simply
woman
an act
a sinner,
of our reason and will.
The Pharisee
is the gift
a sinner
of God.
Jesus
the
and the Holy Spirit and God knew
John
she was a
the
great
Baptist, you've heard of him,
sinner
who had sinned greatly in her
Gabriel
life.
Said to Zechariah, his father,
what did she do?
He's going to be born.
Now you're going to have a child,
John.
And
verse 15,
standing behind
he will
him
be great
weeping.
Before the Lord. He shall drink
she
no wine nor
wet
strong
his
drink.
His feet were their tears. Can you picture that?
And he will be filled
drip
with the Holy
and drop
Spirit
upon his feet.
Even from his mother's womb.
What do you say, guys?
Him with the hair of her head,
kissed
John
his feet,
and anointed
the Holy
the
Spirit from his mother's womb.
So how did
sure
Simon
did.
The Pharisee respond
the Holy Spirit
to this? Only resides, though,
when the Pharisee
in the
had invited Jesus
believers.
Saw it, he said to himself,
he
now
by no
notice,
means
he's talking
will
reside
in mind, the heart
right?
of an unbeliever.
These are the musings of his heart. He's not talking out loud.
How the
this
Holy Spirit,
his
from his mother's
inner
womb,
secret recesses
a believer,
of the dark
from
corners
his mother's
of his mind,
womb,
he's saying this
because
to himself.
God had granted him faith.
If this man were
even
a prophet,
while forming
yet
he would have known who and
in
what
the
sort of woman this is
of his mother,
him, Elizabeth.
For she is a sinner.
Now to prove that even further, just go
so
back.
So in other words,
go forward a few
the
verses.
The Pharisee makes a quick judgment. Amen.
Remember, Mary gets
he
the
makes
birth
a judgment on the woman.
She's pregnant too.
She is disgusting,
with Jesus in her womb now.
Revolting. I
she
would
goes
never
to
touch
see
such
Elizabeth,
a woman.
A
I'm a
kinswoman
who has John the Baptist
because it's actually according to the law.
Leviticus 5.
We read,
5,
and when anyone
Elizabeth
touches
heard the greeting
human
of Mary,
uncleanness,
baby,
whatever sort of uncleanness,
in her womb, John the Baptist,
with which one may be clean,
become unclean,
and it's hidden from him,
when he comes to
in
know
her
it,
womb.
He should be guilty.
Elizabeth,
so,
filled
the
Pharisee with the Holy operating
Spirit, from the law
exclaimed
and
with
the
loud
rituals
cry.
Of the Jews.
Blessed are you among
I
women,
won't even
and
look
blessed
at
is the
such
fruit
a
of your
one.
Womb.
This
why
filthy,
is this granted me
disgusting
that the
sinner
of my
beneath
come
me.
To me?
So he
for
makes
behold,
three
when
judgments.
The voice of your greeting
number one,
came to
the woman
ears,
is a great sinner. I wouldn't have anything
in
to do
my
with her.
Womb
number two,
for
joy. I'm a holy man.
For I would have
what
nothing
does that
to do
you?
With her.
That's judgment two.
Doug,
was she speaking under the inspiration
Jesus,
of the Holy Spirit?
Therefore,
here?
Must not be
she was
of
filled
God.
With the Holy Spirit. That means her words are without her. Nothing to do with her. 100%
true.
He would know
the baby
and what sort of woman this is
for joy.
Who is touching him for
now,
Jesus?
If John the Baptist just
leaped, no one should ever touch
the presence
a sinner,
of Jesus
will be touched by
in Mary's womb, entering So,
entering the room,
what happened next?
If he just leaped,
Jesus blew
and just leapt,
everything,
that could be out not of water. Faith.
But leaped right? for joy.
He shows himself,
Jesus,
the Holy Spirit,
to
says
be a true
faith.
Prophet of God.
So, we
imagine your
infants
can
you're
believe.
Using these things
and
in your mind,
we bring them
looking,
to
making
these waters because they can believe.
Fierce in inner judgments upon
what
the whole
Jesus
situation,
say?
Judging her, judging
Matthew
Jesus,
21.
Judging yourself.
Have you not?
And all
have
of a sudden,
read,
Jesus says, Simon, I have something to say to you.
Boom. And sucklings, that
he's
has
exposed.
Brought forth
perfect praise.
And he's walking into a trap. I
and
mean,
again,
a good trap.
In Mark 9,
whoever
Jesus
causes
wants to
one
save
of these
the Pharisee
ones.
Too, but
the word in the Greek is,
watch out,
when Jesus tells you, by the
from
way, in your life,
microscope,
the little tiny
Greg,
ones,
I have something to say to you.
Whoever causes one of these
uh-oh.
Little microns, these
what
tiny
do you have
ones
to say,
who
Lord?
Believe
okay.
in
what
me.
What do you have to say?
Jesus says,
a certain creditor
them
had
two debtors.
Boy, it'd be better
Simon.
For you to have a great millstone hung around your neck and to be thrown into the sea.
One-tenth as much.
And you cause...
When both of
then
them
that you cause
pay,
one of these little ones who believe in me to sin.
Which of them now will
so
live, love him
infants
the more?
Can believe
Simon,
according to Scripture.
Not stupid.
Because it's not.
He said, well, the one
even
I suppose
faith is reasonable,
to whom he forgave
and adults do
more.
Understand the gospel.
And Jesus says,
faith
you've answered rightly.
Faith is a gift
of the
notice
Holy
when
Spirit.
He says
not
that,
man's
it's
exertion.
He's
not
walked into
our reason that
the
causes
truth,
us to believe.
A story that penetrates
it is reasonable
to the very
and
heart
we do come
and
to faith
is irrefutable.
The Holy Spirit reasoning with us.
For then he turns toward the woman Jesus does.
Gift. Of God.
And he says, do you see this woman
to our hearts?
Notice what he does there.
And he gave that to John the Baptist.
Simon, who didn't even want
to
look at her.
Other infants as well.
Look at her.
Can and does. Put your eyes upon this woman.
So think about the comfort of that for that.
He says, do you see this woman?
I mean, if we were only saved if we were reasonable
and had our
reason about
it. He says,
that mean if you die in your sleep,
gave me no water for my feet,
she's wet my feet.
You're not so conscious.
You're not at the helm of your reason.
You gave
you'd
me
perish,
no kiss.
But good news.
But from the time I came in, she's not,
it's not to kiss
based
my feet.
Upon your reason.
You
or
did not
dependent
anoint
upon
my
it,
head with
oil. Although
reason
but she's anointed
my feet with the ointment.
But it is based upon
therefore,
the gift
I tell you,
of
her
the Holy
sins,
Spirit,
which are
who
many.
Puts it
notice,
into your heart and spirit.
Jesus
to
validates
him,
that.
It's 100%
even in your dreams
true,
when you are not
great
so conscious.
Sinner.
And therefore,
this great
you are continually
sins,
saved
I tell
and
you,
upheld
the truth
by Him,
are forgiven
by the gift of
and
faith.
And you can see that
through the Holy
because
Spirit,
she loved
which
much,
we believe. Therefore,
but the one
can be
Simon,
given even to little
forgiven
infants,
little
loves
and He does,
little.
As seen in John the Baptist.
Ah, don't you love Jesus?
Next point,
fantastic. And what happens to Simon?
Next point, I'd
Simon
like to look
must
with
have
you
been
at
absolutely
is,
stunned
does,
by this.
Shocked.
Do infants
dismayed,
actually
dismantled,
need
exposed, convicted?
The
right?
promised salvation.
You think
God works and offers in baptism?
Totally convicted.
Now, if you're
we don't know.
It
this doesn't
other
say in Scripture, but I
on
think
this
he was.
Matters.
Very
say,
likely.
No, they don't need
because
it.
Because they already
because
answered the question right.
The,
you know, if you're forgiven a lot, you're going to love a lot.
They're not accountable
for their
sins.
So what does Jesus do?
Watch
what
this.
What does the
he
Bible say?
Reveals
though?
Three
Psalm
things.
Psalm 51, behold,
three hearts.
Says David, I was brought forth
God's heart,
in iniquity.
Number one. I'm the
and
creditor. God
sin
is.
Did my mother conceive?
Everybody is in debt to
Paul
me.
Paul
says in 1 Corinthians 15, as an
everybody's
Adam, in debt
all
to me, and my desire is to
so
redeem,
in Christ shall
to
all
forgive
be made alive.
And to give a new life.
You know, if infants
as
didn't have
seek
sin
to do with this woman,
or a sin nature,
so you're wrong
they,
in that one.
They wouldn't die. But
secondly,
obviously, they are subject
he reveals
to the, same
the heart of the
state
woman
as we are. Under
notice,
the curse
she's
of Adam,
a great sinner, but look at her
that
heart.
We perish.
She's
with
clinging
Adam,
to Jesus,
but we need to
the
be
Savior,
made alive together
and
with Christ.
That makes her.
So as for this
is
age
evidence
of accountability,
that she is forgiven.
It's just not in Scripture.
I mean, and you can see it because she is
justly,
loving me.
And if
much,
there are children
Jesus
who die
says,
without baptism,
so God's
we do
heart
entrust
is to redeem
them to the great
mercies
sinners,
of God in hopes
number
of their
two,
salvation.
The woman
God's
is
a good
most
God,
certainly saved and
but
in a high place,
no
justified before God. Because
in
look,
baptism,
she's loving me.
We have promises.
And thirdly, I reveal to you
and
your
the work
heart,
of God,
Simon,
towards
that
our
you
children,
are in a bad place,
confirmed and seen,
because you
and
have
witnessed,
not forgiven
and sealed.
You have not loved
next
me
point,
at all.
God,
notice,
does work.
She's done all
to
these things for me, but you gave me no wine,
salvation,
sorry, you gave
and
me no
the gift
oil,
of new birth and
you
regeneration.
You gave me no water.
You gave
in
me no kiss.
Baptism.
And so I see by those actions,
Titus chapter 3,
therefore that there is no love in your heart,
foolish, disobedient,
and
led astray,
no repentance, no true faith.
But when the goodness and loving
therefore,
kindness of God
you're in the low position,
he
he's
saved
in the
us.
She
not because
is in
the
high, because of the redeeming grace of God.
But in virtue
so,
of his own mercy.
What do you think
mercy,
Simon did because of that?
By the, who knows it?
Doesn't say, right?
Washing.
But,
I think
regeneration
very likely
and renewal
he got converted
in the Holy Spirit.
Because again,
Paul,
we get
how
his name Simon.
You?
We don't get that from anybody
it
else.
It can be translated
countless
the
Pharisees
of rebirth.
The Pollen
challenged and attacked Jesus, but this
Gennesemi,
guy Simon
again
is
birth,
named by the Holy
in
Spirit.
In the Lutron,
think
the bath, the water.
Very likely
that you're washed
he
in
got
as a
converted
Christian and had a
God
heart
saved you
here.
And God
believed,
saves little
and
infants by the bath of rebirth.
What is
the
God
washing
teaching
of regeneration
me today?
Renewal
about the Holy Spirit.
His heart towards
note then also
women
here,
such as the work is baptism,
being taken care of by
not
the
man's
redeeming
work.
Life ministry.
God saves us there.
Young,
the Holy
unwed,
saves
pregnant
us there.
Girls who've sinned.
He gives
in
therefore
great and many
in these
sins
waters,
in a lot of cases
the new birth
and had
little
sins
babies
done to them.
Need
they're broken
a new life.
They're
a new nature.
Cast
a new
off
heart
by society.
A new relationship
they
with God
are treated
in
as
these waters.
Of ill repute.
Paul says,
and as to
don't
be
you know
scorned.
That all of us who have been baptized into Christ were
and
baptized
all,
in
are
his
all
death.
Alone in the
we
world.
We were buried there
and ruined.
With him there by
what is God's
baptism
heart towards them?
Into death.
To
so as Christ
saved.
Was raised from the dead
to
by the glory
redeem.
Of the Father,
we too might
and
walk
so
in
powerfully
newness
so,
of
he's
life.
Going to wipe away every last spot
something
and
happens here.
Of beyond
every
sin that they've had
life.
And give them a new life.
Supernaturally, amen. God is at work.
The same thing with
to
Simon.
Give you a new heart.
God
a new
seeks
life.
To do the same thing
that
with us all.
That you be born again by water and the Spirit.
A lot of Christians,
for a new
I
relationship
think
with him. To walk
you know,
with him
we're
in
saved,
newness of
we
life.
Believe in Jesus Christ.
Babies
and
need
then
that.
We go on our way thinking,
adults need that.
Aged
but maybe God's still angry with me.
So we bring our children here.
Maybe
that they may be
I'm
added to the
forgiven,
number of redeemed
but I really don't
of the
have
earth
much of a new life or abundant because my former sins
point,
are so bad I could never
they
be
need
anybody.
A washing of their sins.
And
God actually
and I think I'm still
here.
Doomed to a bad life.
The other people will say, no,
oh,
no, there's no washing
everything
away
I've
of
done,
sins
Lord,
here.
Yes, you've saved me,
say?
But is it really for a new
Paul,
life? In Acts 22, recounting
guys,
his conversion, he said, Ananias said to me,
a new life.
And now why do you wait?
Look, woman,
arise
your faith
and be
is
baptized.
Saved.
Go
and
wash
peace.
Away your sins.
Call
your sins
on
are
his name.
Forgiven.
Does that sound, Jesse, like there's any washing of sins and baptism?
Life in me.
But note also, it says,
what
redeeming
calling
life
on his name
doing
means for
faith.
These women.
As Luther and Lutherans have always said,
according to the law,
just by allowing the water to be poured over you,
the soul
is not
that sins shall die. God
thus
is saving
law,
you, but faith
but
must receive
the gospel,
calling upon
which
his
Jesus
name
is teaching Simon here.
But they need this
the
washing of sins.
So,
says
Christ
God in the Old Testament,
his church,
rather
Ephesians
that
5 says,
wicked should turn from their wicked way and
himself
live.
Himself up for her.
That
he might sanctify
that?
His church.
That God,
having
that's
come through
by
the
you.
Washing of water
Jesus
with
says,
the
I
word.
Didn't come to destroy
baptism,
lives, but to
how
save
how does Christ
them?
Save you, Doug?
I'm the redeemer.
By the washing
everybody's
of
in
water
debt to God.
God
is the creditor.
The word.
And he forgives
it's not the
all
water that
who
saves
come to
you.
Him.
It's God's word
and
that
saves
he will
God's
save
word
by
grace.
Saves you. The gospel. That
the
word
is sure, friends.
God's
and
word in the water
saves
that
you.
Christ Jesus
God
came into the world to save you
sinners.
And saving infants in these waters.
For I have no pleasure
according
in the death
to his
of anyone,
promise,
but that
which
he's declared he will do.
God so loved the world that he gave his son
the
that
washing
this
away
woman,
of sins.
A great sinner
think
of the city.
Sinful.
Just wait till they're 2 years old.
Believing on him should not perish. But
as soon as they can express their will,
you'll
find out
grace.
That they, their favorite word
and
is
Jesus
no.
says, I came that
they
may
need
have life
salvation as much as
and
you
have
and
it
I.
abundantly.
So what do you say for yourself?
And
what
they
you
need
think?
The Holy Spirit.
Are you,
does God
want
to
give
the
Holy
life
Spirit
you?
Here?
Remember,
you're saved,
Pentecost,
okay,
Peter
we all
says,
get that. That's great.
Repent,
believe
and baptize
Christ,
every
he,
one of you in the name
saying,
of Jesus
well, yeah,
Christ
saved,
for the forgiveness of your sins.
You know what? You're bad.
And
your former life
is
so bad. You're
of
just going to scrape
Holy
by
Spirit.
For the rest of your life. You're still
he
kind of
the Holy Spirit
in these waters.
Because I'm still
he
holding it over you. I'm still
you
angry.
For the day
that's not what God
of
says.
Redemption.
Look at what he says to the woman.
Devil
go in peace.
Is no longer
you're forgiven.
Your owner.
I came for
your
not only
God's
life, but
a people for his
life
own
to
possession.
To you.
Marked
to
with
these
his own
women
name.
At Redeeming
isn't
Life
that
Ministries.
Beautiful?
Broken, ruined,
we bring
cast
our children
off,
here
destroyed,
that the Holy
in
Spirit
despair,
may alight upon
I'll
them.
I'll restore you.
Illumine
I'll rescue
them,
you. I'll redeem
and
you.
And bring
I'll
them
revive,
out of darkness
I'll
into light.
I'll renew you. I'll resurrect
by applying
you
Christ's
for a
cross
new future life
with me
to them in these
from
waters,
here on out.
Immersing
and that's the
them
same
in the treasures
you,
of what Christ did
and me
for us at the cross.
As well.
Then
don't let your former sins continue to haunt you.
The Holy Spirit working.
If God indeed has forgiven you,
what he's forgiven is forgiven indeed.
Amen.
We also want them to
freedom,
enter into
Christ
the new covenant.
Free.
So stand
which
fast,
is the
and don't submit again.
Would you like to be
slavery?
Just circumcised?
And Christ don't didn't
and,
only just
that's not very good because the
woman.
Infant
okay.
baby boys in the Jewish
that's what he's done for us.
Culture.
For we've all
entered into the old
of
covenant
glory,
of the law,
says the scripture.
At circumcision.
But we're
how old?
Justified by God's grace.
How many?
As a free gift.
Exactly. You guys are
through
so good.
Through the redemption,
12,
which
on
is in Christ
day,
Jesus,
the flesh of his foreskin
shall be
an atoning
sacrifice
thus
by his blood,
says the Lord on the cross.
If in the old covenant
that
God says
we might receive
little babies
that are to
enter
into the covenant
8 days old,
so
why should we delay
God
years
so
you,
to bring our
not just to enter into the new
covenant?
But to act
you know
that your sins truly
baptism?
Are gone.
He relates it to
and
circumcision,
new,
saying
free,
it is the greater
is
and truer
in him.
So I want you to have a great future
Colossians
life
2.
Of joy in the Savior.
In him and Jesus,
for
you are
circumcised
with a circumcision made without
us.
Hands. that God sent his only Son, that we might circumcision of Christ through him,
and you were buried with him in baptism, abundantly,
which you were raised with him,
have an abundant life
from here
on out.
God who raised him from the dead. Jesus rescued the sinful
woman. If you baptize a little baby boy,
I believe he also rescued
an old inferior covenant
at 8 days old.
Just as he's
should
saving
we not
them,
still today,
bring
and redeeming
our children
those women
into the new covenant,
the superior
one,
our sister church,
the greater and truer circumcision.
So let's be partners with him
at
in the
an
good
early
age.
Ministry that they have, both by our prayers.
Also, God has always
and
saved
our offerings
all of his people
with our sister church up there in Sanford.
Water
that we can be
history,
part of God's
babies
redeeming
included.
Work in the world.
The Red Sea.
One more thing.
They get up to the edge of the
Simon.
Red Sea.
Here
game, right?
comes Pharaoh with all of his chariots.
You know the woman's
the
name?
The sea opens before them. Let's
who
go across.
This nameless
leave
woman?
Our babies
well,
on
we don't
the other
know
side.
For sure. I can't prove it to you
no.
totally. They
but
carried their
context,
babies. They went
maybe.
With them through the
because
waters.
Right
of
after
the Red
Jesus
sea,
says, "Woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
The very next
the
verse
Old
says,
"Testament
soon
in
afterward,
the cloud, and
he went
in
on through the cities and villages, preaching and bringing
10.
The good news
so
of the kingdom of God."
So they carried their babies
and
through those
the
waters.
The 12 were with him, and
the
also
promised,
some
they went
women
into the promised land through the Jordan River with their infants. By the way, crossing the waters. Noah,
and among them Mary
on the boat,
called Magdalene.
Don't know if they were pregnant
which,
yet. I don't think they
from
were.
From seven demons and
gone out.
And Joanne
sons
and
the
daughters
wife of Chusa, Herod, Stewart,
onto
and Susanna,
the boat with
and many
me
others
across.
Provided for
the flood
them out of their means
to the new world.
Might
and
it be possible?
Peter says at Pentecost,
perhaps by context,
concerning that the woman
baptism,
we read
he
up
says,
here,
for the promise is to
Mary
you and to your children,
Magdalene herself,
to all that are
out of
far
whom
off,
Jesus cast
everyone
seven
whom
demons.
The Lord our God calls to him.
Did he just restore her
whole
family
to
a new and abundant life when she was set free?
But whole households.
She
were baptized
Jesus
together in the Bible.
For the rest of her life,
Lydia in Acts 16,
joy. She was baptized
the one
with
who's
her
forgiven much, guess what? That
Acts
person's going to be
well.
Loving
the Philippian
much.
Jailer.
He was baptized at
and
once
so
with all his family.
That's the same for us.
Cornelius,
if you're forgiven
with
much,
all his household,
you will love him
the
10.
More.
Rejoice
is God
in
then
that.
Somehow
and
angry with
Jesus
us?
So
if
honored
our households
and exalted
are baptized
that great sinner,
together,
Mary,
no.
Magdalene,
that's what he
that
wants,
she
obviously,
was
from
honored
the
by him even to be exalted to be
last
the first
point.
Person ever to see.
Jesus welcomed
the risen
little
Christ,
children
Jesus,
when the 12
when he rose from the grave,
tried to keep them
on
away.
The third
remember
day.
That scene?
Friends, that
they thought
is
they knew better than Jesus,
life.
But they were bringing
that
children to him.
Life,
the crowds were that he might
for
touch
her,
them.
The disciples rebuked them
for you.
No, keep the children
Christ.
Away from Jesus.
Amen.
But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant. In other words, angry. And he said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." Isn't that a beautiful word? Let them come to me. What do we do in these waters? Let them come to me, that I may bless them. To such belongs the kingdom. Now that's not exactly a scripture verse, but it's certainly, a baptism verse. But baptism has to do with the kingdom. And Jesus says, bring them to me, to such belongs the kingdom. This verse does speak, therefore, in an indirect way concerning the matter at hand here. And we read, and he took them up in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. Do you know that so greatly does God desire them to come to him that it even adds, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall not enter it? Far from this being an inappropriate thing, Jesus says, this is the best picture, an example of how I save. For an infant can't bring anything to me or try to offer me anything. They receive it all as a free gift, as indeed you all must. Therefore, unless you turn and become like a little baby and a child and receive it as they do, you will by no means ever enter it. And so babies receive it the best and the best picture of all by grace and grace alone. Faith then grasping the treasures gifted there and receiving it with joy. And so must we all. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these, the little children. All right. Y'all good? So in conclusion then today, let's rejoice that God works great things in these waters beyond what our physical eyes see, according to his promise. Just as when the gospel is preached, it may seem to be mere words, but they are the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. And let's receive these things with joy then. And whenever your hearts are troubled, doubts assail you, or the devil attacks you, say to him, "But I am baptized. Get away from me, devil. You don't own me anymore. I am God's and he is mine and I am his. And God will keep his promise to me always to keep me For I am sure that he who began a good work with me here will bring it to completion at the day of my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.